Okay. Good morning, everybody. We are starting now Parashat Ve'etchanan. One of the main basic things in Ve'etchanan, which is important for us to know, is how to daven to God. How do we pray to God? We see that Moshe Rabbeinu is praying to God, and it gets to a moment when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling him, enough. That's it. Va'yitaber Hashem bi lema'anchem ve'lo shama elai. Va'yomer Hashem elai. And God told me, Rav lach, enough. Don't talk anymore. Al tosef daber elai od b'davar hazeh. Why? Why is God telling Moshe Rabbeinu to stop praying? Strange. But if we think about it, maybe what Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us, that the power of tefillah, the power of prayers, is so strong that even if there is a gzeira, even if God decided to do something, if you pray to God enough, He will listen to you. In other words, He's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Midrash, stop praying, because I want to tell you, I swore two swords. One, that you will die, and the other one, to finish off Am Israel. Now you have to decide. It's either you or them. If you want to live, so I have to kill Am Israel, destroy them. If you're going to die, Am Israel, chai v'kayam. And what is Moshe Rabbeinu answering? Better that thousands like Moshe Rabbeinu, like me, will die, and don't touch one hair of one person of Am Israel. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. But what do we learn from here? The power of prayers. Which is unbelievable. In other words, if you are in a bad situation and you're thinking the worst, there is one thing to do and always to do. But one thing we have to learn. How do we do it? Why? Because not everything we're asking for is good. We don't know the calculation of God, and we don't know what's in ahead of us. We know what we did. We don't know what's going to happen the next minute. God knows. And sometimes we all know people that win even the lottery, got millions, and eventually not only lost everything, they lost their families, they lost Shlom Bayit, they lost a lot of things. Va'etchanan el Hashem ba'et ahi le'amor, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. What's written here? There are four things that you have to do if you want to prayers to go up. The first one is Ve'etchanan. Ve'etchanan is to plead, to ask. It says, Tfila le'ani ki ya'atov, says David HaMelech. Prayer is like a poor guy that is covered like misken. He's got nothing and he's praying to God. In other words, it has to come from deep down, from the feeling that I am nothing and God gives everything. From humbleness, not from pride. I did this, you have to do this. That's not the way to pray. The prayer is Ve'etchanan, pleading, bevakasha. El Hashem. What is El Hashem? We pray only to God, nobody else. People sometimes mistaken, and they go to Kivrei Tzadikim, and they pray to the Tzadik. This is Avodat Elilim, idol worshipping. Because we only pray to God. So why do we go there? Why do we have a yahrzeit? Why is it so important, all the graves and the body that is inside earth, and after a while, there is nothing there anymore? That's what we think. The truth is, why is it in Judaism so important? If they find a grave, there is a whole big thing that you shouldn't build on it, shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that. And what is so important that we go after 20 years sometimes to a grave of a tzaddik or even of our own relatives on the yahrzeit? What's the idea? The neshama is not there. The neshama is up there. And what is the body? The body is nothing. So why do we have to go there? What's the idea behind it? So the idea is that there is what we call havla de garmi. Havla de Garmi is a spirit that stays in the body, and in a small stone, you know all this bone that is called luz. The luz bone is the luz from there, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to do Triyat Amitim. which also connects us to the whole idea. If there is nothing there, so what does it mean, Tchiyat Amitim? In other words, we start to understand that there is something there, very important. And what is this? Is there is always a connection between a shred that stayed from the body, even if you burn it, by the way, because the size is not written. It can be microscopic, this part. But it's there. You cannot distinguish this part. And this part is the part from where God is going to revive the body and is going to be Tchiyat Amitim. This also connects the neshama of this person with the place where it's buried. In other words, when we go there, yes, there is a connection. And why do we go there on the yahrzeit? Because they say that on the yahrzeit, the neshama is being judged. Or in other words, are we going to elevate it or are we going to take it down? And one minute, we all thought that the job is being done in this world. And after we go to the other world, there's nothing to be do anymore. But that's wrong. Because if you have children, your children are continuing what you did. And if you spread good, if you had students, pupils, and you taught them things, they can elevate your neshama. What does it mean? If you did something good, and this good is prospering and growing, who has to benefit from this growth? Only the guy who is here or the one who planted in it? Of course, that the one who put himself to educate this soul and put the seeds that led to the good that this neshama is doing here, he's also going to be rewarded for it. In other words, if we want our deeds to work for us after we're gone, we have to do good deeds, and especially things that are developing. And what is more developing than the next generation?
Nothing.
So in other words, if we invest our efforts in the next generation in doing good things, we are going to be elevated all the time. Unfortunately, it also goes in the other way. If you do bad things, and the influence of those bad things goes on and on, so you're better off fix it and try and do a lot of good things instead of this bad thing. In other words, even though we go up there, there is still things working for us in this world. And we also work for the neshamas that are up there. And this connection between the neshama up there and the body here is through the place where the body is buried. That's why we go to Kivrei Tzadikim. Because a tzadik, he's got a lot of zchuyot, a lot of merits. How do you say merits?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a lot of merits. What does it mean? Let's say a son, a father's got two sons. One is a villain, a rasha. And the other one is a tzaddik. Now, when the rasha comes by himself to the father, what is the father seeing in front of his eyes? Evil. He's definitely not going to do anything good with this evil guy, because only him going in makes him feel bad. But when the tzaddik comes, he feels good. Now, if they come together, there is an influence. It's not all bad. There is also good. So this good is also going to influence the other son. And this is why we go to Kivrei Tzadikim. Because when good looks at us down, he sees, wow, where is he standing? Oh, he's standing in, wow, one of my good sons. This is such a tzaddik. You know what? I'll have mercy on him because of this tzaddik. In other words, the rights of the tzaddik, the merits of the tzaddik are standing for us. But we do not pray to the tzaddik. We pray only to God. And it's important to understand. So that's the second thing. The third thing, ba'etahi, at a certain time. What does it mean? There are times that are better, and there are times, by the way, you can pray the whole day, it's no problem. You can ask God whatever you want, in the middle of the night, the middle of the day, whenever you want. But there are special times when it goes much easier. For example, Chazal told us that there is Shachrit, Mincha, and Maariv. If there was no time. Chazal should tell us, you should pray whenever you want, but that's not what they're telling us. They're telling us there is Shachrit, Mincha, and Maariv at a certain time. If you're passing this time, it's not the same prayer. So it's important to pray at a certain time. By the way, who fixed all those prayers? Our matriarch, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And if you want to look and understand who did what, you look at the second letter in the name. Avram, what is the second letter? Bet. What is Bet? Boker, morning, Shachrit. Yitzchak, the second letter is Tzadik. Tzadik is Tzoraim, noon, Mincha. Yaakov, the second letter is Ayin. Ayin is Erev, evening, Tfilat Arvit. So we see that they told us that there are special times to daven. Then those are the times that we should daven. And when we want God to listen to us, that's the best time. So this is time. Then, another important thing, le'emor. What is le'emor? To say exactly what you want. But don't forget for a minute to add le'tova, for good. That is all going to be for good. What do we mean? There is a famous story, we told it a few times already, about a guy going in the desert, and he's really tired. He's got no koyach. So he prays to God, God, please, send me a donkey. Not far away, there's this Bedouin guy going with a donkey girl. How do you call a donkey girl? A mare, what do you call it? Whatever. A donkey girl. Female. A donkey female. And the donkey female is pregnant, and she gives birth to a small donkey, a baby donkey. And this baby donkey has got it hard to walk. It just was born. And this Bedouin guy doesn't know what to do. Suddenly he sees this Jew, he calls him, come here. And he puts this baby donkey on his back. So he asked for a donkey, and he got the donkey. But instead of him riding the donkey is riding him. So in other words, when you ask God something, say, letova. Very important, because we don't realize what is good and what is bad. And sometimes what we think is good for us is not good. And you see it in life all the time, that sometimes something you think is very good happening, and then a while later you understand that it was not good at all. And sometimes something bad happens, and you think, wow, what happened to me? And then sometimes years later you realize how good it was for you. Like, for example, in business, you know, we had some bad years in the business. And it looks very bad. But during those years, we understood the big mistakes we did. That when the business was going very well, we didn't look at it. Because, okay, it was going. But then, when it didn't go so well, so all those small lights suddenly become big red lights. So we stopped with those things and we changed the system. And today, our business is much better than it was ever been. Why? Because of what?
We learned from our mistakes.
Because of the bad times. So were there bad times or good times? There were excellent times. But at that time, we didn't realize it. So this is exactly what we have to say to God. First of all, we have to say thank to God on everything. Because God does only good. But if we want to ask something, ask that is going to be only from the good side. That is going to be good for me. Shimale mish'alot libeinu le'tova. Don't forget it for a minute. Now, what is exactly praying to God? We have also to understand. Chazal, our sages, they put words for us to say on the prayers. Those words they put in have a strength, a powerful strength. What do I mean? Yaakov Avinu says to his children that he conquered Shechem becharbi ubekashti, with my sword and with my bow. But this is not the right order. When you fight with an arrow and a bow, you fight from far, and when you get closer, then you fight with a sword. But he said, first of all, the sword, and then the bow. So what our Onkelos even says to us, and Rashi explains, Bitfilati ubebekashati. Kashti, keshet in Hebrew, a bow, is keshet, and he says bakashati. To ask for something is bakasha. Keshet, bakasha. Bekashti, change the points, the dots there, it's bakashati. And what does it mean? So Yaakov is telling, I concrete Shem or whatever, not with weapons that you understand. I concrete them with prayers, with the power of the mouth. Because what is Yaakov? Akol kol Yaakov. The voice of Yaakov. Yaakov's got the power of the voice. Now, he says there are two things. When you go to war with God, when you pray to God, there is the prayers that Chazal put in the Siddur. And if we go to those things, we don't need to have a special intention or kavana. Why? Because the words by themselves, they are like a sword. A sword, if it's sharp enough, even if it touches the finger, it scratches you, cuts you. But bow and arrow, you have to aim. If you don't aim, you don't hit the target. So when you ask personal things in the tefillah, you should aim, you should have kavana. Because without aiming, you will not get to the right point. In other words, when I'm praying what Chazal did, said to us, it's no problem. But when I ask personal things, which there are places, by the way, in Tefillat Shmona Esrei that you can ask personal thing, any personal thing you ask, you have to be very precise. And as we said, ed letova. So, ve'etchanan el Hashem ba'et ha'i le'emor, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, you want to pray, you want God to listen to your prayer and the prayers go up. You have four things. First of all, pleading God, like a poor guy. Humbleness. Then, El Hashem, only to God, to nobody else. The third thing, try and pray at the good times, at the times where our sages tell us to pray. Then, Le'emor. Be precise with what you ask. And if we do this, then we have the system, how to get to God in the best way. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us. When we look at the parsha, that we have Aseret HaDibrot in the parsha, we have everything in the parsha. But we have to remind ourselves that we are now after Tisha B'Av. And unfortunately, the temple is still down. And the problem was hatred. And the Torah in our parsha says, "V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha." To love God with all your soul. To love God is to love human being, because human being was created in the image of God. And loving is something that's not always easy, because if we look, when we look around, we see unfortunately things that are unbelievable. The hatred is everywhere. And it's really sometimes really hurting to see what's happening around us. Last year I was stopping my car near my son's house at a blue and white pavement, which means that you can park there, you have to pay for it. And suddenly I hear a knock at the window, and a lady comes to me and tells me, please move the car, I want to park here. Says, what do you mean? Says, I live here. It's my parking. I want to park here. Says, sorry, it's not your parking. It's blue and white. Blue and white, everybody can park. But I live here. I didn't even answer her that my son also lives there. But you know, there's this approach of this ego trip. What do you mean you live there? So what if you live there? Did you buy the parking space? And you know, I didn't even have the intention to park there. I just was talking with my son for a few minutes after a meeting we had. But this is exactly the point. You know, when we look at things, we look it from sometimes for our own point of view. Selfishness. Because this lady, you didn't find a place to park. It's your problem. To come and demand me to move my car from a place which I am allowed to park, you can come, you know, maybe ask, you say, do me a favor, you know, I live here, it's hard for me, or what. But to come and demand, just showing that we think that
that's what happened.
Yeah,
another invalid parked between two parallels and parked, blocking the sick.
So how do we fight this? Only with Ahavat Chinam. I want to explain to you something. You know, in Motzei Shabbos, when we fasted, I don't know if you heard about it, a pizza place here opened. With a kosher pizza place, with a very strict kashrut. And, of course, on the spot, you got on the web, how dare he, what a chutzpah, and they're right. Somebody with that kashrut opens on Tisha B'Av evening? It's unbelievable. We are mourning on the temple, not only on the temple, about unbelievable things that happened to Am Yisrael. I think a little later, I start getting other things, and what was really happening. And it's very hard to love a guy like this. Says, but after Hakamo, how can I love a guy like this that opens on Tisha B'Av? Then the guy apologized on the web, and people says, don't rush to conclusions, because this guy, you know, in a pizza place, in a restaurant, you have turns the people are working. Now, it's not always the owner or the boss. The people that know that they have a shift, and they open at their shift, they open the restaurant. So the shift that was supposed to open on Motzei Shabbos didn't think about, because it's not Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos. They didn't think too much, they didn't know what's all about. So they open on Motzei Shabbos without the owner knowing that they open. That's what he says, okay? And you know what? I believe him, because you know he's got a Tudat Kashrut, you know, he can lose his Tudat for a thing like this. So he apologized, says, I didn't know about it, and the minute that I understood, I closed the shop. He closed the restaurant. So, let's think. If we would have love, which we call Ahavat Chinam, we could maybe think, maybe there was a mistake here. But because we are so easy with hating things, because they are not as we want them to be, it's our ego that we think about and not the others, that we don't even think that maybe there is a mistake here. And this is something we have to take in consideration. The only way to spread love is to think about our fellow man good. Try and think good. I'm not saying to agree with what is being done wrong. No way. We don't agree with anything that is being done wrong. But there is a person behind it. And God wants us to love Him. As the same way that we want God to love us, though we're not exactly tzaddikim. Sometimes we also do sins. And I'm separate the two things. You have to fight everything that goes against God. But we have to try and change the person behind it. Because God Himself says, Itamu chataim min haaretz. There's this discussion that this wife of this Tanakh came to him and says, he was praying for this Roshaim he had in his neighborhood to die. Says, why do you pray like this? God says, Itamu chataim min haaretz. Sins and not sinners. Not chotim, chataim. You should pray that those sinners will do tshuva. That the sins will go away, not the sinner. And he started praying like this, and they did tshuva. In other words, when we look at all the things going around us, I think that to fight it, confront it personally, might be a mistake. In other words, to confront the people behind and hate them might be a mistake. We should try and love them. Hate the things they do, don't agree with them, but don't hate the people. The people we have to spread love, to try and change, if we can. If we can't, leave them. There is a certain level, which is called the Rasha, that you cannot touch, you don't go near it. But till this moment, we have to try and do the best we can in order to make another Jew do tshuva. And this is Ahavat Chinam. This is the idea. And we also can put this in our prayers. Ve'etchanan el Hashem ba'et ha'il emor. To pray to God. Because when Am Yisrael will do tshuva, the Mashiach will come. And we won't have all those discussions, all those problems. Be'ezrat Hashem, b'merah bi'ameinu, amen.
Yes. Say something. There was a woman who was married.